Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
A very warm welcome from me, Esther, formerly Sibati Mkheti Mkonazi. Be blessed. May the Spirit of God be upon you and work in you to bless me wherever you at. And may you be blessed by the Spirit of God's manifestation through these airwaves. Whatever you're listening, I bind the powers of darkness and I rebuke the devil and I silence you, be silenced. Satan against the children of God and their ways and the will and purposes of God in Jesus' name. And I invoke blessing upon you, my dearest family, in Jesus' name. We have been, I think, stuck on the example of King Saul in terms of losing a blessing, and yet you are in an office. The Hophni and Phineas example, and Priest Eli, who walked well with God. He even was the protege unto the very famous prophet Samuel. But God remove them from the blessing that he had ordained before. God is able to do that even in the New Testament. Unless Christians wake up from where they at and seek to please God and not be man's pleasers. When you are God's pleaser, you will be hated. When you are, look at Jeremiah, I'm talking about the prophetic office. In the New Testament, we know that God can use anybody, least or great, in that office, in that mandate. The mandate is not the office. They are the prophets. But if the called prophet is not fulfilling the mandate, God can locate any small person. As we saw an example of Prophet Samuel, he was a child, but God used him to prophesy what had been prophesied by an older person before, and then a prophet, and then he gave the same message to the little child, Samuel. And so even in the New Testament, it's like that. That's why he uses, he says, the weakest or the little. And he says, or the book of Psalms, even the prophets talk largely about God shares his heart to them that are like children unto him. Unless we are broken, and sometimes persecutions, trials and tribulations actually takes us to that place. Until we're so broken, we have nothing in us to do, or ability or capability, or anybody to help us in any situation, and we can turn to God. You'll never appreciate God. As long as you have a salary, as long as you have a job, as long as you have a mother and father, or as long as you have somebody to help you, even the systems of the world, insurances, and loans, as long as you have that, or a lump sum of money in your bank account, you will appreciate God a lot, but it's not truthfully deep the way God wants us to be and have faith in him, have faith in God. Hence, I appreciate the Apostle Paul, and he talks about, I have learned to be content in plenty and in nothing or in little. And he has been through lots, and it's many, many years that the Apostle Paul was there. We know that he was old, very old, when he passed when he was when he glorified the Lord in his body, because it was through persecution. And we know that he had been, his trials were greater than we ever anticipate. And God didn't give him a chance of having it easy. No, he had to lead by example. And also people, God purposely set it up so that people don't say, it's easy for Peter, it's easy for James and John. They lived with the Lord Jesus, or they walked with him. People would have excused that to that. Even the power of God manifesting through them wouldn't have been as magnified and illuminated if we didn't have somebody like Paul or Saul. Why? They saw his evils and wickedness against the very church. And so it was easy to say, this person, we know they've done this and this and that, and now they're doing this. They're even raising their dead. And so the testimony has to be so great, and God does it purposely. That furnace of fire for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God does it purposely. I do believe, because it does say even during the times of Mordecai and Esther, the people changed and became or took the citizenship of the Jews. They turned, and it's a serious thing, because it wasn't just for nationality appeal. It was for righteousness. They were identifying with their God. It was a stance that says, I want to serve your God. I want to know your God. Are you blessed? May the Spirit of God illuminate this truth. We're looking at, can we lose our salvation? Can we lose the blessing of God in the New Testament? And what's our position parallel to the prophet Samuel? People who carry the mandates of God. And I said, we have a fivefold in the New Testament ministry. If a prophet is fearful of the people, God can raise up anybody and use any person to release any certain judgments. You'll be hated. And God will make you peculiar. Blessed be the Lord. You stand apart as a sore thumb. But that's the light in you. Don't look at yourself through the flesh. People look at you and judge you through the flesh and want to come against you through flesh. Don't ever look at yourself through flesh. Look at your identity. Your genes are of the Lord Jesus. The blood of the Lord Jesus is in you. Because why am I speaking about this? I said initially, can we stand and know that we are standing firm in the end times, because we are in the end times. Trials and tribulations, James chapter 1, we have to glorify God. We must love and enjoy God, even if we are crying this side. Did you know that Nehemiah had that same kind of situation, and Ezra, the people who were building the church of God? Ezra was building the church, and Nehemiah was building the nation and the walls of Jerusalem, a holy nation. Blessed be the Lord. Do we know that we shall still go through that until the Lord Jesus Christ comes? We shall, and count it as a blessing as you go through trials and tribulations. Many, many, many trials and tribulations. Don't get discouraged. And don't go and think God is not with us. I always say the example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is amazing. They never went even prayed. Their faith said, we stand and trust in God. And when they spoke and had to explain themselves, they said, we are not even careful how we speak with you or answer you. And I'm paraphrasing. But we will serve Jehovah, God the Almighty. And I'm paraphrasing, I said. And whether he will save us, that was the first proclamation. And they said, whether he even saves us or not, we are not going to serve you money. We are not going to serve you stomach. We are not going to serve you pride. Do I want to look good and have certain things? Yes. Paul, but I will serve you, God. I used to be a Saul of Tarshish, but now I am a Paul, and I've had an encounter with the Spirit of God, and I will not look back. Perhaps the issue is, have we had an encounter with the Spirit of God? Have you had an encounter with the Spirit of God? Seek it. It's your daily bread. If you are true to God, God wants you to have an encounter with the Spirit of God, because you'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. You will have challenges and pain and all that. But you will know that there's nothing that will make you to sell your soul to flesh. Like issue and gratification of flesh or food. No, you will serve God. And as we already established, you got to be ready to release that which God mandates you to do. Yes, many times it will be to curse. Yes, in New Testament I've read for you. Now you know, because people will tell you, don't be judgmental. You got to. according to the ways of God as He leads you, not yourself, not your flesh. But what is God saying, and what's the word of God saying? And wisdom is to first pray about things when you see wrong. God, what's my position in this? God, it is every situation where He sends you, there's a purpose. And don't be in a church or ministry, I told you, if He hasn't sent you there. You'll be destroyed because there's persecution or opposition for a child of God. The light you carry everywhere is rubbished. Satan wants to rubbish it, but it is supreme. God wants to prove that its rule is from eternity to eternity as the light of God, not of men, through Christ Jesus. Let's continue to see what Paul's position is and attitude. Opposed to his former or namesake Saul, King Saul, and our Apostle Paul, formerly Saul of Tarshish. Let's hear what he says. And we read from verse 8 to 9. I'm going to read that. The book of Galatians. We'll delve on this because we have to qualify the shadow, which is in the Old Testament, and the fulfillment in the New Testament. Verse 8 and 9 of the book of Galatians, chapter 1. We're going to read up to verse 24. Let's hear what Paul's attitude and character is all about. We're seeking to live that and fulfill in where God has placed us. And it reads as follows. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which or you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Other translation says, am I now a man pleaser? And I'm taking back to King Saul, how he lost his blessing. And that's verse 10 of the book of Galatians, chapter 1. And it reads as follows. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if yet I pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. For I neither received it of men, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you've heard of my conversion in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church and wasted it. And I profited in the Jews' religion above many equals of my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. I'm going to read that verse again, verse 16. To reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. May the Lord bless you. We're going to pause here. We will continue with the book of Galatians, chapter 1, from verse 17 in the next week. May the Lord bless you. May He expand and expound your understanding, belief, and practices in everything that you do to His glorification. If you are in the wrong course, may He turn your course that you are completely aligned with His own course and that you hear the voice of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Until we meet again, I'm Esther. This is a radio pulpit, your companion in search for meaning on 657 AM with me, Esther.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067 0800-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.